Hagadvach. Let's begin. Finally, we're starting the Hakdama. I just have to see what from the beginning of the Hakdama. Okay. Of Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap to Chelek Aleph of Memorom. So he brings a. He starts off with a pasuk. Agid lecha adam. Okay. Perek Vav Pasuk Ches in Micha. Micha Perek. Is that a pencil? A pencil there? Yeah. Higid lecha Adam Ma'atov Uma Hashem Doresh Mimcha Ki Ima Sois Mishpat Va'avas Chesed Vatznei Aleches Im Elikecho. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says, HaTorah She'ach Toiv. The Torah which is completely Toiv, complete goodness. V'ein Toiv El Torah. Chazal already said, right? Toiv is Torah. There's nothing Toiv like Torah. Aleha Magid Hanavi Micha B'Shem Hashem. Ma toiv, ma heimel yisoydeseh shel haTorah. Right, the pasuk says, "Higid lecha adam ma toiv, ma heimel yisoydeseh shel haTorah." So toiv means a reference to the Torah. So he's saying, what are the yisoydes of the Torah? Yisoydes of the Torah are asois mishpat ve'avas chesed, to do mishpat and love chesed. Choyvas. Ha'ivarim. That's the chayvas ha'ivarim, the obligation of the limbs of a person. Asayis mishpat. Doing mishpat is ben adam lamokim. Va'avas chesed is ben adam l'chaver. Mipnei shebezeh ha'chayve bi'yoyser la'asayisim derech ava v'chiba. And because in this chelek, ben adam l'chaver, the obligation is to do them Derech Ava v'chiba, Oymer Avas Chesed. It uses that terminology of Avas Chesed, loving Chesed. Right, Ben Adam LaMokim. Okay, you should do it with the Ava also. But he's saying over here that there's a special obligation to do Chesed with Ava. I mean, Be'etzim, if a person does Chesed, like, you know, it's like, here, take it. You know, like that's Seisir, the whole idea of Chesed. If a person does it with the Palim Zayafos, so the whole kurva that's supposed to come through doing chesed to a person is gone. As a matter of fact, in the Sfarim, I mean, this is the way it is in Sifre Chasidus, Alpi Sifre Kabbalah, Ava and Chesed are really kimat shemais nirdofim. They're kimat, they mean the same thing really. They're used interchangeably very often. For example, you have Midas HaChesed. Very often, right? You have the different spheres of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes. So very often, the Sfarim use, especially Sifre Chasidus, is used all the time. Instead of Chesed and Gvura, they use the Lashonis Ava V'Yira. So in any case, over here he's saying that the Chesed Ben Adam L'Chaver has to be done with the Derech Ava V'Chiba. So that's he just, you know, B'Maimer HaMuskar, a parenthetical note, he says, that explains why that lashon is used. It's not just stam asoyis chesed, like by asoyis mishpat. Vatznei aleches, the pasuk then says, so we have two things so far. Asoyis mishpat, avas chesed, and then hatznei aleches im leikecha. Hatznei aleches is the choyvas halavavois. Till now, the first two things were chayvus ha'ivorim. Now is the chayvus ha'levavos, the application of the heart. Shehem ba'atzneh. The heart is something which is hidden. The evorim of a person, that you're able to observe, that you see. So that was the first two things. Asayish mishpar and abas chesed, those are things that everyone's able to see. They're, you know, externally observable. And that's why those are referring to the obligation of the evorim. Whereas hatsnei leches, what is the hidden, what's hidden of a person, that's a reference to the chayvas halavavis, the heart, which is hidden. Ki adam yirelei naim, v'Hashem yirelei levav. Right, the person sees what's obvious to the eyes, but Hashem sees the heart. The im elikecha, the next, right, it says v'atznei aleches im elikecha. The im elikecha shetie kol hakavona tohera lemanu yizbaruch shemai. That the whole kavona of the person should be pure leman Hashem yizbaruch. Tomim tie im Hashem elikecha. You should be tomim, complete, whole, with Hashem, your God, meaning no ulterior motives in your avodas Hashem. Ve'oid, the other thing which he left, you know, he didn't mention yet, is the beginning. Well, actually, no, it's not that. Ve'oid shetidrusheyu lakireyu, and more so that, or further, that you should be Dorish to be makir the Ribbon Shalom. So that sounds like it's a part of the explanation of the Imalekecha. But Tznei Leches Imalekecha is that you should be Tomim Im Hashem Alekecha, and you also have to be Dorishim to know him. Otherwise, how could you be Imalekecha? If you're not makir the Ribbon Shalom, if you don't have a Hakara of the Ribbon Shalom, how could you be Im Alekecha? Right. In order to go with someone, you have to know them. You have to be makir them. Elekecha daika, and it's meduyuk the lashon elekecha, ladas oisai, to know him. He's not just going with God. He's going with your God. Your God means there's a shaiches between you and him, meaning you know him. It's a deal. Right, your God, ladas oisei b'seiser levav be'emes v'samim. You need that you know him in the, you know, the concealed part of your heart, be'emes uvatamim, in truth and in wholeness. V'nismach zeh, and that is put together. L'masha amru chamukei yireichecha. Huh? Ech? Yireichai. Chamukei yireichai. Okay, so I think, if I remember correctly, the Gemara puts these two things together. This is drasha of the Gemara brings this pasuk of Higi Lecha Adam Atoiv. Yeah, I think over there in the Gemara Sukkah. Let me just open it. Up. Yeah. So the Gemara over there in Sukkah, the Mem Tes, Ahmed Beis, just to give you the background of what he's putting together over here, the Gemara in Sukkah, the Mem Tes, Ahmed Beis says, "My dichsiv." Chamukei yirechayich. What does it mean? What's written? Chamukei yirechayich. Right. The yirechayim. Rashi says, hanistorim chamuk is the lashon of hidden. So hanistorim ki yerech, that they're hidden like the thigh. Shekvod haTorah betzina, because kavod haTorah is betzina, is hidden. V'loy liyos yoshev v'shoyne b'goyv shel ir. You don't sit and learn at the top of the city where everyone could see you, and you don't go and teach your Talmidim in the middle of the Shuk. Torah is nikdis and is learned to study Betzina. So, You have Matovu Alecha Yaakov, Mishkanesecha Yisrael. You see, like the oil and the Mishkas with the Bati Midrashim put together. It's like a shtickle hekesh for this. That the oil we know is the Indian of Tznius, Matovu Alecha, that was it. And the Bati Midrashim is also the Indian of Tznius. Oil Yaakov is the Bati Midrashim as well. Oil and Mishkas. So Gemara says like this. Why is the Torah compared to the thigh? To tell you, just like the thigh is beseser, is concealed, so too Divrei Torah is learned in a concealed way, meaning it's nias. And that's what Rebbe Elazar said. What is it written in the pasuk? Igid lecha adam matoy. So that's like Chamuke Yerichaich, is that Snea Lecha Simulekecha. So it's Mishpot Zadin. The Gemara goes right with this, explaining what that Snea Lecha is over here. It says Tzoras Ameis and whatever. But in any case, the Dvarim Shadarkim Asas Betzin. In any case, that's what we're about to see over here, he's going to use. So he says, the nismach zeh, and this Gemara was put, or this pasuk was put close. The masha amru chamuke yirichayich ma yerech beseiser after b'teir beseiser rei sukkum and tesamid beis. Vehu mesamen. This smichus symbolizes al drishas Hashem veuzoi shebo birozei Torah ustarel. It's really a reference. It's being misamen, it's like a sign that what's really being spoken about here is Drishas Hashem. What is the Hashem, Ma Hashem Dorish Mimcha? Is the Drishas Hashem V'Uzai, seeking out Hashem and His might that comes through the secrets of Torah, B'Rozei Torah V'Ustarah, right? What's today called the mystical side of the Torah. U'Drisha El Yoynezu, and this higher Drisha, Ma Hashem Dorish Mimcha, He hanotenet oz. This is what gives strength, v'otzma, to courage maybe, and strength, I mean it's two different, v'koyach is all different, l'shainis of strength. Lanu, this is what gives us strength. Liyos darshim es Hashem. To investigate, so to say, to be darish es Hashem, to seek Him out. U'beloize ein magim lasiyas toiv. And if you're not darish Hashem, you can't come to Asiyas Toiv. Kama Shinemar B'Divrei HaYomim. Like it says in Divrei HaYomim, Beis, Perek Yud Beis, I think it's Perek Yud. V'yas hara, and he did evil, ki loy heichin liboy lidrasas Hashem. You see that he did evil, why? Because he was not making, he didn't prepare his heart to seek out Hashem. So he ended up doing ra. If he had been dervish as Hashem, memela, then he would do good. But if you're not the Rish as Hashem, you end up doing bad. And it's impossible to come to be Miklal Dorshe Hashem, ki imal yidei achana ma'ula, only through a proper preparation. Ki lo yhechen liboy lidrus as Hashem, because he didn't prepare his heart to be Dorshe Hashem. In other words, it's not just by Yasra, it's not just that he did evil because he wasn't. He didn't seek out Hashem. He did evil because he didn't prepare his heart to seek out Hashem. There's two steps. This first is the hachanas halev, right? It's preparing your heart for drishas Hashem, and then there's the step of being drishas Hashem mamish, and then that brings tasiyas hatoiv. Ulemeginas levavenu. Now I want to give the backdrop for a second before we continue of what he's saying over here today. To a certain extent, Ikshadara, that there's a whole musig, of sichas, of svarim, of what's called machshava, betzim, oifin kloli, dvarim amukim yosef. What really became popular is the sichas of Pinkus, and you have B'Shalal Weintraub, people are into, and you have Pachad Yitzchak before, right? These were chidushim that didn't exist at the time that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe wrote this, and the time Rabbi Yaakov Moshe gave these shiurim that are in the sefer, and really the ones that brought machshava into the Olam HaTorah and made it a thing was Rav Kook and Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalak. Rav Hutner got the maral. He was made. Everybody knows history, knows it, but he used to make a thing out of it. That he got into maral through Rav Kook, and his whole kaima. He said about himself, his whole kaima al yoina was from Rav Kook. As a matter of fact, he wrote a letter. He wrote a letter to I think it was a letter to Rav Neria. It was a Talmud Rav Kook, saying that any time that he says in his Pachad Yitzchak, in his shiur, he says me shamati or kibalti me beis midrash shel agro, his kavanas to Rav Kook. It's a little piece of information there. So, but before they made this into an Inyan, it was Gemara, Halacha, Psak, and maybe Moser a little bit, depending where, you know. And that's it. That's it. There was nothing really more than that. And they were very much pushing, that's what he's about to say over here, pushing that it's not enough. You can't just learn Halacha, you can't just learn Gemara and Vayter, you know. There's got to be a Chibur to the... Actually, two things. That's why it's important to do this here, because I need to two things. Yeah. The other thing, if I see the safe, fine. If not, then I'll have to do the map in a minute. Apparently, we'll have to do the map. Sorry. It's like a sefer that the only thing I really liked out of it was this like joke. So I don't know where it is. I mean, it could be there's other good stuff in there also. I'm not saying. Yeah, there is. There's nice stuff. You have the Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Brachas. In Perush HaMishnah. Perush HaMishnah, the last Mishnah in Brachas. So he goes into like a whole machshava. He brings philosophers and he goes into like a philosophical discussion. He says, "Mamish, this is the end of brachos. V'nir lecha mikzas hat omas divrei gdeile ha-philosophim u-divrei chachomim b'chol inyonim." You know, you see that the shtim here, the word, the gdeile, have the big philosophers together with divrei chachamim in all the inyanim, what he's talking. Ve'ein mokim ze matim ledaber boi alinyin hazeh. This is really not the proper place. It's not the appropriate place to speak on this inyan. Ella, except, shedarki tamid, bekol mokim sheish eze remez, binyoni emuna, ave'er masho. My derech is, my mahalach is, anywhere, in the Mishnayos he's talking, anywhere where there's a little shtickle remez to some inyan of emuna, I explain something on that. Ki choshuv etzli, lahasbir yisoid me yisoidos, yoyser mikol dover acher shani melamed. It's more important to me to be masbir, the fundamentals of Judaism, the fundamentals of the Torah of the Yahadut, of Emuna, more than anything else that I teach, you know, more than Yad Chazaka, more the Perush HaMishnah, you know, that this is the most choshev by me. It's a remarkable one.
That's the
Rambam in Perush HaMishnah. Perush HaMishnah is at the end of Masechus Brachos. So it says, Vayter in Akdomer of Yaakov Moshe, Ulemeginas levavenu, and to the sorrow of our hearts. And the reason I give you the background is because, you know, you might think, like, what do you mean? There are people into this, you know. But it's not, even now, we still suffer from it. But anyway, let's read. Ulamaginlis lavavenu, the sorrow of our hearts. Loi rabim yechkimu lahachin libam lidrashis Hashem. There are not many who are smart enough to prepare their hearts to seek out Hashem, to be dreshes Hashem. V'chelek hazeh shel drishas Hashem be'emes. And this chelek of drishas Hashem be'emes hu nezav ma'oid has been very much left and abandoned. V'kasher kol ha'mekudish mechaveiro yoseh chorev mechaveiro. Just like we know that anything that's holier, right, the more holy something is, the more destroyed it becomes. Shekein Yisrael am kedoshim. For Yisrael am kedoshim, remusam o misgavam, right, in their greatness, their exaltedness. Hey masoivim yosim ekul umos. They're the ones who suffer more than any of the nations, right? Why? Because of this cloud. Also becomes destroyed more than it. So the same with Klal Yisrael is the greatest. When they are hit, when they suffer the most, more than any of the goyim. In this week's parasha, right? Parashas Ki Savor, there are many people that would bring the Holocaust, and they did this. They brought the Holocaust and the Spanish Inquisition in different times of terrible tsars in Klal Yisrael as a raya against the Torah, against Klal Yisrael. But it's really the biggest it's the biggest riot to the Torah. It's the biggest riot to Klal, because that's what the Teichra says, that if you don't keep the Torah and you don't do what you're supposed to, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to, like, Sos Aleichem, he's going to bring the Goyim with a tremendous, you know, excitement. They're going to just destroy in the worst of the worst things, the worst stars that's ever been, right, in the Teichra. And it's the Holocaust is a kiyum of that. It's a kiyum of the Torah. No one else, as a people, has been so much trodden upon, right? You know, attempted genocide after attempted genocide, like Klal Yisrael. So it's a riot to the emes of the Torah. Ube'erich zeh, in this same erich of kol ha'mekudesh mechaber yosechor mechaber, chiyat Torah kedoshah biyachas l'shar chochmas. The same thing is true of the Torah relative to other chachmas, meaning of sciences and different, you know, things like that. The Eretz Yisrael klapi sharotzus, and the same thing with the Eretz Yisrael klapi the other lands, right? Which chachma is the most, you know, looked down upon? Like, it's, you know, you have the very maskilim and mulumodim and the ne'orei ha-chevra, right? The enlightened ones of society. They look up at every type of chachma, but Torah, that's, you guys are dark. People that are wasting their time in Torah, wasting time in, waste your time in math, that's, you know, that's not a waste of time. That's already your higher education. We have to pump money into that. We want to be, you know, like, pump money into learning Torah. It's dark. History, right? Why is that any better than, like, even, let's say you learn Torah just like, because, like, historically you want to know, like, how, you know, what is the Torah like? It's like, at least it's a history book. Torah, right? Because call him a kodesh mechaver, yisachor mechaver. Same thing with Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, for almost 2,000 years, was barren, completely barren, would not grow anything. It was the most beautiful of lands, right? Torah is made. It's be more beautiful than Mitzrayim, you know, more beautiful than all the beauty of any, you know, of all the Siyon Michal Yofi, right? But in the time when Klal Yisrael is not on it, it's the most chorif, it's the most abandoned, it's the most destroyed. Keinu b'chelkei Torah atzma. The same thing is true of the different chalokim of Torah itself. Within Torah itself, the same is true. Shachelek haruchani atzili hamitgale b'soid Hashem li'reyov hu yosin ezov. That the spiritual atzili part of Torah that's revealed, becomes revealed as Soyid Hashem Nireyav, as the secrets of Hashem that are given over to God-fearing people, that also is more abandoned, more V'yeshmet Sikimlo, Bein Me'amin, Bein Me'asmol. And there are those who bother it, there are those who knock it, both from the right and from the left. Me'asmol mitzad apkirusa, from the left mitzad apikorsus dikazachin, right? This is we don't believe in this stuff. Umeayamin, and from the frumer, right, from the right, it means the oiskim b'teira, the people that are shem b'teira mitzvahs, and mitzad hamit akshim listapik dafka b'tzad hanigla. Based on those who are stubborn, that they want a dafka, you know, it's a dafka, enough with just a nigla. We don't learn more than that. The Kabbalah, you can't get in, you can't go into these things, you can't go into, that's, dafka tzad hanigla shel halacha, shel agada levad. Moitzim behem kol sipuk rucham, and they find in there, in those things, all their satisfaction. Ruach HaKodesh tzivachas al zeh v'imeres, and Ruach HaKodesh screams on this and says, v'toyv se'at Torah lo yida'uni, those who hold the Torah, those who held on to the Torah, those who hold on to the Torah, they don't know me. It's very nice that you're learning Torah, but what about me? What about Lidrash Es Hashem? There's something, it's called Drishas Hashem, not just Drishas HaTorah, Drishas Hashem, which is the Chelek of Seyid Hashem Nireyav. Yiras Hashem HaTohiro HaAmitis, the pure, true Yiras Hashem, Himevusemes Umutemes Benoyim Elyon, is I'm lost of an English translation from Musemes. I'm saying in Hebrew, it's very is given like a nice fragrance, or mutemis, and a nice taste. Right? It's made pleasurable in that sense. Benoyim elyon with a higher or superior pleasantness. Eden eloki, a godly pleasure. Vehi ba, right? And that comes mitoy chayisharos kol amidus, from straightening out all the midos, vizdakhusam, and purifying them, the roimus tarosam, in the roimus of their purity, taras hakodesh, will be yichudin specifically, ayidei kniyat midas ha'anova hagdoyle mikula, by acquiring the midas ha'anova that's greater than all them. She is soid yisoido uli noik min ha'Torah, that its fundamental yisoid is to nourish from the Torah, lekabel mimenes kol mashi mechanechas oisa, to receive from the Torah everything that the Torah has to educate him. Loi leleches acherei hanachot k'tumot. It's really more mechanechas oisa. It's not just educate. It's to guide him. It's to build him. It's build the person. Chinuch, right? Rashi is mefarish to be margil the person, right? To get him used to acting a certain way. Loi leleches acharei anachot k'tumot. The yisoid of everything is that a person should be yoinik from the Torah, like mamish, get his, you know, nourishment from the Torah, to receive from it everything that's in it, to be machanechim. Lo yoleches acharei anachot k'tumot, not to go after preconceived notions. Uli yishtamesh bili mudam limtzoy smuchin lirtzoynam ulema'avayehem, and then to use whatever they learn in the Torah to find the smich, right? To find a support for their ratzon and for their desires. A lot of people do this. A lot of people develop their hashkafas either through newspapers or through the, you know, through discussions in the street or through their stomach, right? They have like their, you know, they come to, they have their ideas and whatever it is, and then they go learn and say, oh, here's a raya like this, and here's a raya, oh, right? But really, what they're doing is warping the Torah. They're not learning Torah. They're just using Torah as clay, you know, as play dough, to shape it into what they want. But the right way to do it, this is what he's saying, is you have to look at the Torah and seek out what the Torah is trying to teach you, not what you want the Torah to say, but what the Torah is saying. In this way, when a person is just using his already preconceived notions, and he's going to use the lima to find, you know, support for what he wants, in that way, there's no greater going after the shrius alev, right? There's no greater just going after the whims of your heart than that. V'toyra kishma keini, but Torah is like its name shows. Moira umalamedes, it's a teacher. it shows the way and it teaches the person the way. V'zeh gam ken yisoid limud Torah lishma. That's also the yisoid of limud Torah lishma. Litpanot mikol rigshei ha'adam. To become freed up of all feelings, all emotions of a person. Afa yoter zakim, even the most subtle and most pure emotions. Ulaharkina rosh kuloi, and to lower one's head completely. Klape atayra, to the Torah. V'lias oimdin umatzapim lehanes me'or kotcha be'emes, and to stand and look forward to deriving benefit, to deriving anah from the or of the Torah's kedusha be'emes. V'shemisugeles u'mishemisgulas kotcha hi, and from the skulas kedusha of the Torah is what the Gemara Sanhedrin says. That a person studies and is omel, he puts effort and toils in one place, and the Torah toils from another place. In other words, it's supernatural. You're working in one spot, but the Torah is working for you in other places also. He's changing you in other areas also. And everything becomes purified through the Torah. But you can't be zeicha to that. Zulas al yedei taras harotzin sheyirtze b'toira v'sheloyul m'toira v'yirtze acheres. The only way to be zeicha to this is by purifying one's will, by purifying one's rotzin, that all he wants is Torah, and not that he should learn Torah and want something else. Ki az ein harotzin ma'uchad m'toira, because then the rotzin is not unified with the Torah. She yisoyde shel harotzin elyon baruch hu, which is the yisoyde of the rotzin of the Hashem's rotzin, utzrichem shi arotzin shel adam uuchad marotzin shel Torah, and you have to have that the man's rotzin is unified with the rotzin of the Torah. Echod v'leishnayim, that they're one, not two. Uvezem is davkim dveikus shleima ima echad am yuchad baruch hu baruch shmoi laad, and in that way they become mizdavkin and attached with a complete detachment with the one, right? The one, the unique one. And all to all this you can't possibly get b'shleimus, except by preparing oneself to be doyrish as Hashem, shetochnahu, which the content of that is hitmasrut amitit lechol elkei haTorah ulirezeh usesareh, the complete giving over of oneself, devotion to all portions of the Torah, to its and to its secrets and hidden things. I've said in the past that I think that this is the pshat. In the pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, it says, "Vatere ha'isha ki toifa eitz l'machol." The woman saw, right? Chava saw that the eitz was good to eat. After the nachash convinced her, seduced her into, you know, coming close and touching the tree, and then, you know, she understood from that now she could eat it also. And she saw that the tree was good for food. This is like juicy stuff. V'chitavahu le'inayim. And that it's luring to the eyes. V'nechmada etz lahaskil. And the etz is like pleasurable, or nechmad lahaskil. Haskil is lashon of intellect, like it make you smarter. And it's toivra. It's hadas toivra. So I think that this is very much the same. Say, what's the order of things here? V'chitavahu le'inayim. She had a taiva for it. She had a taiva for it. Her inayim drew her, attracted her to this fruit. It looked really good. V'nechmada etz la'askil. Oh, and it could. I also get a higher seichel with this. It's like she turned it in. She rationalized it. She rationalized it. Hey, it's not geschmack to just like do something neged Hashem because I have a taiva. But if I'm doing it because of avodas Hashem, la'askil. Want to get a seichel ruchni, a seichel elyon, It's going to help me understand Torah. It's going to help me understand that. That's like a vart that the person is looking to rationalize. That's what people do very often. They learn to rationalize things that they already have instead of letting the Torah seep into them and change them. They already learn it in a way that they screen and take from it what they want. And that's the first thing he says. The first step of Drishas Hashem is leave all hanochis kedumos out. Leave all preconceived notions out. I personally have experienced this with different things, even by people that are great people, but they have certain ideas, certain yesodis that by them are very, very shtar. So now, if you show them in a sefer, you show whatever, they automatically twist it and turn it to fit into what they already hold, because otherwise that mechaber is making a mistake, and that mechaber can't make a mistake because he was a tzaddik. How could that tzaddik go against what I know to be the emes? So he must be saying what I'm saying, because there's no other way to learn. I've seen this. It's an unbelievable thing. That's the first step of Drishas is leaving out, leave yourself out. You're right now, all you want is the Torah. What is the Torah saying to me? L'davon lev, right, to the sorrow of the heart, yesh medamim, there are those who think or imagine ki ha'iyun nochutz rak b'chelek ha'nigla levad, that iyun is necessary only in the nigla of the Torah alone. Chelek ha'alocha v'chelek ha'agodah. Shebehem moitzim makom lisgader, and in this they find place lisgader, you know, to make a name for themselves, to be mechadish, to get somewhere. Laharis oitzim yodam v'koicham, to show their strength, their power. Look at me, I can really do stuff there. Seichel chokma tfuna v'alachelik haruchni atzili, but on the spiritual part of the Torah, that's the part of the Torah. They think that all that is contained in that part is just knowing. It's not a place, you know, there's a famous thing that in Kabbalah, for example, you can't be mechadish. You can't be mechadish. In Niglas HaTorah, you can be mechadish. In Kabbalah, you can't be mechadish. It has to be a Kabbalah. You have to receive it from some channel of that's reliable, going back to Chveis, whatever, you know, Navi or Harsinai, whatever it is, whatever the Messiah is, yeah? So they think that, okay, so Kabbalah is just about knowing the Yedis in there, and that's it. I want to write Svarim. I want to show myself. You know, they don't say it. Some of them maybe, yes. Yeah, some of them, it might be an unconscious, a subconscious idea is that they feel like they can do something in Nigla. They feel they can do something, can like contribute to it. They can be mechadish. In Kabbalah, no. What are you going to be mechadish? So, and certainly there's no place to be mezgader, to like get your own gedder, to get your own portion there. Mashem is enikim, which is just not true. It's not true. The same way there's no limit, there's no way to evaluate the seichel of the Torah in general, so too there's no limit to the seichel of the chelek haTorah haruchni, the spiritual side of the Torah. The ein lecha mikzeya b'Torah shenemar olav yod chochma l'chakimin k'ma chelek zeh. There's no mikza in the Torah, there's no portion of the Torah, there's no part of the Torah that about it is said, the pasuk yoav chachma l'chakimin, that Hashem gives chachma to those who are chachamim, like on this portion of the Torah, k'ma al chelik zeh, like on this portion of the Torah, ela shel chelik zeh, right, this portion of the Torah, the song is called actually chachma, it's actually called chachma. And it's not stam yediyah. It's not yediyah b'vad. It's chachma, which we have to talk about at some point. What's the difference? But I mean, on a pashta level, right? You understand that chachma is something which like raises in magdil the chachma of the person, the wisdom of a person. Yediyah stam yediyah, stam like a piece of an information. But chachma is something that actually makes a mark, an imprint on the whole mindset of the person. Right? Like I've said in the past, I think I said it, I hope I said it, right? My goal, truth isn't any time I actually try to teach something or whatever, is never ever the ideas of the shiur. The ideas is not the ikar b'chlal. It's the chokhmah shebedavar. It's the kinyan ha'lev of how to intake information, how to look at things. Even a person could forget the idea. You know, you learn up a whole thing, whatever it is, and then some, like a year or two later, maybe the ideas fall apart and you have to go chazer it, whatever it is. But there's something besides that yediyah shebedavar, there's a chokhmah shebedavar. There's a chelek ha'pnimi of that yediyah, which is mechaber you, which attaches you to something much deeper, which is applied to other areas besides just the yediyah. Besides just that prat of knowledge. But it turned you a little bit. It did something to you that now you understand things in a different way. It gave you a new channel, a new way of thinking, a new way of relating to things. That's chokhmah, as opposed to yediyah. There's other things to speak about yediyah in the sense that real yediyah is also a lashon of chibur. It's also a lashon of chibur. I don't want to get too much off track. I'm sure we'll have time to bring these things in more, getting a little more of a hagdara of yediyah and chokhmah, but. Let's be mistapek with that as on the pasha level. That's what we're discussing here. So he says, this is the of all parts of the Torah. This is the most, you know, chachma dika miktza, which means there's a place to be mechadish. There's a place to go. There's a place to. There's something you need to get out of it. But for this portion of the Torah, much greater purity is necessary. For a simple reason, because the first step, like he said, is that you have to be mevatel your ratzon to the ratzon ha'tera. You have to make your ratzon united with the ratzon ha'tera, with the ratzon Hashem. You have to learn it in a way that you're leaving out yourself from it. You just want to hear what Hashem wants you to hear, not what you want to hear. So that first thing, you need that a tremendous tara, a purity. V'chi oz mashem kol mashem esigim ba, and then everything that they attain in it. It's all tremendously great intellect and wondrous profundity that the person gets, oymik, the person gets through this chelek ha'Torah. Way past the human intellectual capacity. And they truly come down and appear to the person, come down to the through a spirit from above, right? A ruach marim, a tremendous ruach mimarim from above. Meaning, this is a yesod. It's brought down in the beginning of a sefer called Tal Oiris, that it's a sefer Kabbalah, Tal Oiris, and he says that all of Kabbalah is logical. It's all higyoni. It's all logical. It's not like people think it's like some kind of mystical, abstract thing that has no shaykhus to the human brain. Right? You just like, it's a codes game that you memorize and whatever it is, and you go, whoa, 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 and like, whatever. No, this is an intellectual logic. Human mind can understand it. But to bring it down needed to be with Ruach HaKodesh. The human mind wouldn't be able to bring it down. After it's brought down, after it's mofiah, the Ruach Mimorim, then the human mind can understand it. There's a big difference between the two things, right? Can I get to it on my own? No. Once it's brought down to me through Elyonovi, through Ariza, whatever, then already my mind can work at it and can understand it. I can have a Havana, can have a logic, the subtle line. Not saying that every single part of Kabbalah, you know, there are places that are very, very high that probably no one has at this point, but it's certainly, also love is certainly, when we become more and more purified, the intellect will be able to understand those things as well. Now, as far as what he mentioned over here, as far as what people think, that you can't be mechadish, I just wanted to be mevar, that that it's true that a person has to can't be mechadish in Kabbalah, just that the question is how you define mechadish. You can't make up a new yesod, you can't make up a new klal, but you certainly can bring proofs and bring out new things from what's already written, right? You could, like, which is the whole hispashta satir, really. It works the same way in nigla, right? You can't make up your own yesodis in nigla either. And the truth is that all of Torah Sheva Peh is a Kabbalah, and it's all Kabbalah. Right? It's just that it becomes more nicker because the Kabbalah wasn't written down, and for so many years until after the Gemara was written down. But Etzem, it's all Kabbalah. Okay, now, so he says, K'moichen, so too. Yeshnam ke'ele, shinigashim ala kodesh. Now, by the way, I'll just mention already, just people might be wondering, like, wait, is this a Kabbalah Sefer with such a Hakdama? It's like, it sounds like that's where it's going. But the truth is that it's not. maybe it is, but it's not. In other words, if you want to say similar, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe actually is the one that said this, that the Maral is Nimne Bein HaMekubalim. The Maral is included as one of the Mekubalim, even though his whole Sefer is written in a rationalistic way. But he's included because it's clear that even though he's building everything in a rational way, that he's coming from something deeper. He's coming from something deeper. It's the same thing with Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. Is he's going to describe things. This Sefer per se is very, very maraldic in that sense, although I think it's a little bit less of a dry, the Maral has a certain, some people aren't mischaber to it because they feel it's a little bit dry in the philosophical way that he brings things through, but so this is not in that sense a little bit less than that. But a lot less that, but nevertheless, it works in a very similar way, where he's bringing, especially he's using the Rambam, he's bringing down like these very rationalistic things, whatever it is, and then going, and he's actually being megal more depth, and most of the depth is really stemming from, from Kabbalah. And the same thing with Sifri Chassidus, I call it, it's screened Kabbalah. The Ramchal also, Ramchal Derech Hashem. It's screened Kabbalah. It's Das Tunis. It's screened Kabbalah. It's through the filter. So it's matim for everyone. Like Rav Olba writes about Das Tunis, that this should be the safer of Machshava, whatever, for like Masiz Yisharim is in Musar. Das Tunis should be a Machshava. That's what Rav Olba writes in his Gamut, Freelander's edition. But it's the same idea. In other words, it's that there's a plenty to learn today. That's not with the Lashonis of the Arizal necessarily, not whatever it is, because Baruch Hashem, like we said, in the last 50 years there's been an amazing additional Isuk of different Gedolei Yisrael, different people to Isuk and these in Yanim. So there's places to get it on a level where a person doesn't have to actually dive into. I'm not saying not to, but I'm also not saying yes to. I don't get involved in that. Everybody has their own their own rebbeim, their own hadracha, whatever it is. But nevertheless, there's weird to get. He's writing this as hakdama to a sefer that's not mefurish Kabbalah for a reason, that it's shayach bichlal. That's it's shayach bichlal to the drishas Hashem, which Kabbalah is the schmitz of it, right? But you could get it in a little bit of a filtered level through different svarim. At the same time, Rav Kook writes in one of his michtavim, if I remember correctly, because I haven't seen it in years, but I think I remember him saying like this, that in one of his igros, that all the sifrei machshava are also part, it's true, it has to be true, it's also part of drishas Hashem, right? The Marna Vuchim, Rav Sadia, Goyne Munas Vedeus, the Ar Hashem, all these svarim are being oisik and trying to understand Hashem and his ways. And that's part of what we're going to see over here is that even though the Rambam was a rationalist, but because he had seichel ha-Torah, he was mischaber to the Torah with his seichel on the highest level, and he was kol kulei Torah, so memela, his philosophy, his rational mind, was mechaven to the yesodos of Kabbalah. I saw this very stark actually with Rav Sadia Gaon also. Rav Sadia Gaon, unbelievable. But also, it's a rational sefer, and he's mamish mechaven there to yesodos of Kabbalah, mamish. Yesodos, it's a meridika thing. because they were kol kula Torah. So what do you think? They're not going to get? That's what it is. That's what Das Torah is. That's what Seichel HaTorah refines the person. Like we say, and he chaps onto everything on a very deep level, even though it's not maybe in the same lashon as the Zayin, in the same lashon of the Arizal, etc. So let's go back here. Kumeiche. Similarly, Yeshnam ke'ele shenigashim el ha-kodesh below zikuchim shel amidus. There are those who approach the kodesh without the purification of their midus. Or biyichud hazikuch, and specifically hazikuch meretzinus atzmiim shel adam, without the purification of those self wills of the person that we spoke about. Vehem bevadei tochoi neim heroisim haskeli boisim. And they for sure have sealed closed their eyes from seeing, and their hearts from being maskil. Ki I efsha beshum oifin lehonis me'oira, is impossible to benefit from the light of Torah, from the light of this part of Torah. Kol zman shem lubashim bebgadim bilti toharim, as long as a person is wearing impure clothes. The kol zman shergeishim einam azukachim, and as long as the hergeshim, the feelings of the person, are not purified, they meleim bedinim koshim, and they're filled with tough dinim, geus, haughtiness, zchichas alev, also lashon of haughtiness, kas, anger, viroiges, vitzavon ruach, and upsetness and depression. Let me call shekena, certainly shelo yuchul hagieli deizet, that they can't come to this. Certainly when you have these different chisroinus of midas and these begodim built in the arm, certainly those spiritual lessons, those spiritual imudim can't penetrate, yachturu, can't penetrate to the atzmius hachayim shalom, to the atzmius of the person's life. And with their feelings in the coarseness of things, the haughtiness of things, so they remain, hem nisharim besidri chayim, they remain in the orders of their regular life. Kesus, kepere de novin, like a horse, like a parrot that doesn't understand, b'mesik v'resen ed yulib loim ba'al kroi v'lecho. Ulu mazeh. But, as opposed to that, im nigashim ala kodesh, if you come close to the kodesh, ve'eimo u'v'yira, u'v'zikuch taras amidois, right, with awe and fear and purification of the midos, efshe lizkois gam laavius advarma netzolim imroi madras gdulosom laatzmius sidre achayim lius chayba and valpiem. You can be zeicha to bring even those very, very high things which are really not discussed in human terms. They're discussed in lashonis. They're referring to very spiritual things. You could bring those limudim and actually have them penetrate the atzmius sidri achayim of a person, that the person will then live with them and act through them. V'shiyu tivuim b'dama tamtzis, that they become mamish embedded in the dama tamtzis of the person. V'lechluchos ha'atzamis, and the wetness of the bones, right? The vitality of the bones. V'lishris ha'yidezeh b'nari nachli adonim adni kodesh, and then to be shared through this in the rivers and streams of pleasure, of holy pleasures, ulekayim al pi adonim alalu as kolatar kula, and then to be mekayim through those tremendous pleasures the whole entire Torah, lipratel v'lidiptel beitam uzmanum, to the details and diktukim beitam uzmanum. Now, it's very important, these last few lines, to be mekayim the Torah through pleasure. Through pleasure of Kedusha, right? When a person reaches the Drishas Hashem, that's really like he started with, that if a person would be Drish as Hashem, he's going to be Oysa Toiv. If a person's not Drish Hashem, he's not going to be Oysa Toiv. Because if a person does not feel the Chibur to their Bnei Shalom, and he does not feel the Chibur, he doesn't understand the Chibur to the Bnei Shalom, he doesn't feel that Chibur to the Bnei Shalom, it's very, very difficult to be Oysa Toiv. And if he's Oysa Toiv, he certainly can't be Oysa Toiv B'Simcha, which we saw in this week's parasha, right? Is a special teicha on the simcha, right? So if a person doesn't have that simcha, it's very, very hard to be oisa toiv, and what they do then is mitzvah sanoshim alumada, which the Navi screams about. And I think that's a very, very big point today in each and every one of us, and certainly in chinuch, is that we have to have this drishas Hashem. We have to, and it's not something that ends, it's something that's continuous. It's not, because it's not yedia, it's a chibur, it's a chachma that a person is living it. And if a person lives Hashem, lives and feels that and is excited, so then that carries over to the kids. If you have what to give over to the kids, if you have the drishas Hashem that you give to kids, you give them a little bit, you know, what the Rabbanu Shalom is, what on a, you know, most people, yes, like, what can I say about Hashem? It's like, if you think, like, I don't know. I mean, there's Hashem. He's like, he's the do-it-all, and he can do, you know, whatever. It's like, can you be marchiv on that? Can you be marchiv on that? Can you explain to a child for hours on end? Not that you should, because there's, you know, a concentration at some point, but over the course of time, you have more and more and more to give over of, like, how magnificent the Torah is, how magnificent this mitzvah is and that mitzvah is and that, etc. If you have that, then the kids are going to be shayfal godless. They're going to be want. They're going to be excited about the mitzvahs. But if you don't have that, this is going to be a chisaron. The same thing in us. You know, Birkas Hachama was like a big lekach, a big limud, right? People ever had like this gavaldik, wow, it's a mitzvah you do once in 28 years, you know, like, tremendous. Wow. So you're like, okay, what is different about this mitzvah than it? It's psychological, that's all that's different. Each mitzvah is a mitzvah. Each mitzvah is a mitzvah. What's the difference if it comes once every 28 years or if it comes every once every 28 seconds? I'm this spoiled beyond belief when it comes to the Parshas Michias Amalek, Parshas Zohar. It's unbelievable. Zohar, Ace, Hashem. And like, all of a sudden, reading capabilities slow down tremendously. To be on the safe side, you don't want to miss a beat. Everybody, right? Asher Korecha. Hello, why are you doing it? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. What do you mean why I'm doing it? So is reading Kriya Shema every day a few times. Two times a day, Kriya Shema. Why is everybody not reading Kriya Shema like that? So if you're reading Kriya Shema, right? So it's stupidity. It's psychological nonsense. So really, this is a bluff and that's a bluff. Because it's all a chitzonius, it's all chitzonius dik chibur. It's not a chibur to the, you know, to the Rabbanu Shalom. It's not a chibur to the Rabbanu Shalom. It's a superficial thing of like, oh, this is like a once a year thing.
Public.
Huh?
Public.
Right. Rabbi Victor Amiel in one of his drushes for Sukkot says, the posting says by the Arba Minim, right? Lachem! Lachem, why Lachem? Because you go with these Arba Minim to shul, and you do the Nanun. So when you go to buy the Arba Minim, you make sure you got a really nice Ezer, because, you know, when everybody's walking around over there, their head is not in the sitter, their head is not, everyone, look at that one. And then you have the, I have had this amazing, you got the guy come over to you after davening, this is the biggest cover you can get. Can I shake your Lulavan Esrog? Whoa, I did it! Because Avigdon says, Lachem! You gotta do it. For you, not for the other guy to see your Abraminim. But okay, there is an aspect of that. But I think this is something that we have to be, again, this is something we have to see as a matar, as a magama, as an aim of ours, is to be mischaber to the mitzvahs by emes, in an emesdik way, and that, yeah, the Zohar speaks very, very sharp about somebody that reads the words quickly in learning and in davening. It says it's mamash amolik. That's mamish. They call it a person does this like I'm a lake rechmalitzlan, or eruvav. I don't remember which one. Eruvav. That's a very, very, because haliteni no. That's what it says. Like Esav said, pour it down my throat. I don't have time to chew it. I don't have time It says over there, to be toichen nemilim, to grind the letters, to pronounce each letter, kamosha tzarech, like you're supposed to. People, a lot of it comes, why? Because we don't realize what it does, what it was doing when davening. If you would realize what you're doing when you're davening, if you would realize that when you pronounce the word correctly, you're actually doing something 1,000 times greater than if you're mispronouncing it, you wouldn't even think about it. It's pashut. You're not going to mess things up if you understood what this is. This is all a person can only get to through Drishas Hashem. To discover what really, that's what the Rambam really is going to say is, you can do the halach, you can learn up the halachas and the sugas, whatever it is, but if you don't have the yesodis ha'emunah of the Torah, you don't know what this whole business is about, what's the chibur apnimi of it, you're not going to get to the asiyas ha'tayv. It's not going to be there. It's going to be chalul. It's going to be, you know, empty. And then, of course, chasrom doesn't carry over the vayter generations of Malazan. As I said, the more today we get closer to the drisha hapnimis of the neshamas of Klal Yisrael is for more pnimius, so we have that much more of an obligation to fill that pnimius, and then Bez Hashem will carry it over to vayter generations. So,
Bez Hashem. Can you speak about how to get the level of zikuch and Torah Amidus?
Yeah, so the whole Shemayna Prakan LaRambam is really discussing zikuch Amidus. And that's what that's really why this Dag Dama. It's like this is kind of showing you how to be mezachech the person, purifying the person's lev, purifying the person's ratzon. How do I do that, right? It's by understanding the koyches and nefesh of the person, the way the Rambam does it, through the oimik hadvarim, the Yaakov Meshul Mimagala, then kind of this is really the heichenes liboy before the lidrishes Hashem. That's really what it is. Yeah. That's really what this is about. So the lemaisa before the lidrishes Hashem, you have to be heichenes liboy. Say the Hagabach.